646 at 1110 KBND. Dave Jarvis is in. He's got a look at what's going on with sports.
Good morning to you. Ryan Roberts hit a grand slam during a five-run first inning, and the Diamondbacks downed the Brewers 10-6. It was game four of their National League Division Series. D-backs manager Kirk Gibson says this was a great win, but they have plenty of work ahead of them.
Keep things in perspective. We haven't accomplished anything yet. We didn't come here to win two games and then not win the series. So we have to stay level-headed about it. It was a battle tonight.
Chris Young homered twice, plated three, and scored three times for Arizona. They tie that best-of-five set at two games each. Milwaukee will host the decisive Game 5 Friday at Miller Park. One other game played yesterday, St. Louis beat Philadelphia to tie that series at two each. It goes back to Philly for Game 5. And in the American League, they'll decide tonight whether it's the Yankees or the Tigers that move on. That series tied at two, and the decisive Game 5 to be played in the Bronx. Well, fake injuries or not, California did slow down Oregon's offense fair and square last year during their matchup. The Golden Bears were successful in committing extra defenders to stop the run while playing man-to-man coverage on the Ducks' receivers. You can bet they'll be trying the same thing or a variation thereof tonight when the two teams square off at Autzen Stadium. Oregon coach Chip Kelly and his players maintain that it was their inability to execute, not Cal's schemes, or scheming, if you will, that nearly cost them the game. It will be right here on KBND, 5 o'clock pregame tonight and a 6 o'clock kickoff. So if you can't make it down to the D&D, at least tune us in. And if you can make it down to the D&D, we would love to see you. We have a blast at those game day events. The Brazoria County, Texas District Attorney's Office has dropped the marijuana possession charges against Trailblazer center Marcus Camby. Camby's cousin, Kendall Johnson, has pleaded guilty to possession, and Camby's criminal record has been cleared. And fans get to witness the madness that is Super Bowl Media Day firsthand next January. Frank Sipovitz, NFL Vice President of Special Events, says the league made the decision to let the public in due to the fan base in Indianapolis. 5,000 tickets will be sold for the event. They'll go on sale in early December. A price has not yet been announced. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
I'm really glad to hear Coach Kelly say, you know, it doesn't matter what California did or didn't do.
Yeah.
It was on us.
Yeah, and they really kind of proved that with that 9.5-minute drive at the end of the game to close things out. They put it together. They executed. I mean, if Cal had gotten that ball with just even a few seconds left and close to field goal range, they would have won that because it was only 15-13 final score.
All right. So looking forward to that coming up tonight at the D&D.